week, Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Knuckles Sandwich. And I have the mastermind behind the game. I have Chris with me today. How's it going, Chris?
Hey, Barry. It's going great.
Great. Well, I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule and joining us today.
Oh, thanks so much.
Well, why don't you tell listeners a little bit more about yourself and maybe more about a ninth level game?
Sure. So my name is Chris O'Neill, and I'm one of the people responsible for ninth level games. Ninth level games is a four-person team. So there's myself and my longtime writing partner, Dan Landis, and then my wife, Heather O'Neill, and then our friend, Heather Wilson. So the four of us make up Ninth Level. And we're best known for two games. We're best known for Kobolds Ate My Baby, which is a role-playing game, and Schrodinger's Cats, which is a card game that we did last year.
So. Yeah, and we actually had Heather and Heather on the show last year to talk about Schrodinger's Cat. So
yeah, Schrodinger's was a lot of fun. The Kickstarter was a lot of fun to do. We got a lot of broader attention for it because it was kind of different and it appealed to a bunch of different types of nerds, not just, you know, old school RPG nerds.
There you go.
Which, you know, Kobold Ate My Baby, the role-playing game sits in a weird space because it's a game that was really started as a joke about role-playing. So it was really for people that really did a lot of role-playing. And over time, it became more and more of a game for people to learn to role play with.
Well, it works, you know, and it, you know, and I had a great experience, of course, with the Heathers on the show, and so it's exciting to have you guys on the show again. So let's jump into it. Let's talk about Knuckles Sandwich. What is it all about?
Okay, well, so Knuckles Sandwich is the Kobold's first card game, and the concept, one of the big concepts in Kobold's is that Kobold's aren't very good at anything.
Okay.
But they are very good at cooking, which is ironic because they're delicious when cooked. and so the king of all the kobolds, King Torg, all hail King Torg, has declared that it's lunchtime, and all of the kobolds are attempting to eat sandwiches. And so it's a race between the players and the king, because if the king eats enough sandwiches and gets full, then the game's over and all the players lose.
Gotcha.
And so the object is to eat all of the sandwiches. So depending on the number of players, there's a pile of sandwiches. It has a very simple – the card game has a very simple mechanic. So you have one card in your hand, but they're kobolds, so we call it a paw. So you have one card in your paw, and then on your turn you draw another card, and then you choose one of them to play. And cards trigger either when played or while they're on your plate, so while it's face up in front of you, or while it's in your paw. The game plays 2 to 8 people, and there's some strategy to it. It's more of a take that kind of game, so it's very fast paced. A lot of it is looking to see who's in the lead, to see who you should be trying to eat, because the point of the game is you're either trying to play cards that will get you sandwiches, or play cards that will allow you to eat the other players, because when you eat another player, that counts as a sandwich.
Gotcha. And how long does the game take to play?
So depending on the number of players, it can take between 20 and 30 minutes. So, I mean, if you're playing it with 8 people, it takes a little bit longer just because of people's turns.
Granted.
But it there isn't a lot of lag time because you're only ever making a choice between 2 cards. So, and there is a lot of back and forth. And in players get eaten, they're out until the next round starts. So at most, the game could take 9 or 10 rounds. That doesn't normally happen unless it can happen when you're playing with like 3 players. But when you're playing with 3 players, the rounds go so fast.
Gotcha. So. Well, I mean, the game looks fantastic, and it's fun to, you know, I really enjoyed the whole quick-paced games, especially, you know, being able to play games with a, you know, friends, introduce them, or, you know, with my kids and everything, just be able to pull something out and play it really quickly.
This game
is definitely
kids?
Beneficial.
How old are your,
what's that?
How old are your kids?
My kids are ages 8, 6, 4, and 2.
Well, so you could actually play this with your 8-year-old and your 6-year-old.
Awesome. That is always a great news to hear.
One of the things that we did is, so one of the flavors, so every card tells you what you taste like. So you can either taste like a kobold or a baby or a chicken or bacon or pretzel. And then there's a suit called beer, right? So if you taste like beer, all of the beer cards you can actually just take out.
Okay.
Because the beer cards have, like, really crazy things. Like, cards girl couldn't read.
Gotcha.
And they have a – I don't want to say they're not safe for work. They're just, like, kind of PG-13-y jokes. And they're about beer. But literally, if you take them out, this plays great with an 8-year-old.
Well, that's great. So it's nice to hear that the game is, you know, could be a little bit customizable in that aspect so that you can have a greater audience of people to play with, for sure.
Well, we kept finding – one of the things that we found with the Kobold Date My Baby role-playing game was that more and more people were playing it with kids, and it's super fun to play it with kids because kids play it earnestly. Adults play it ironically, and kids play it
there
earnestly.
There you go.
So adults are like, man, it was really awesome. I had to go kill this chicken in a hole. And then, you know, I exploded into chicken feed, ha, ha, ha. But the kid's like, oh, man, dude, we had to go fight this chicken in a hole, right? It's like the exact same experience, but from a totally different mindset.
Perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when we were developing, we developed Knuckle Sandwich over the last 2 years, and the game started out as a much smaller game that was more strategic. And we started to realize that actually the game was more fun, and we added some additional craziness to it. And kids really like it. One of the big cards in it is fork. And when you fork another player, you have to guess what they taste like.
Oh, okay.
And if you're right, you get to eat them. Kids think that's the funniest thing. They think it's the funniest
thing. That does sound great. I bet my kids would love that.
Do you taste
that's
like
awesome bacon?
I
wouldn't mind tasting like bacon. I might be I might have to eat myself in that aspect.
I might taste like bacon in real life. That might be a real thing. So.
Well, as we're recording today, you guys still have a good 21 days left to go on the Kickstarter. It's set to end on June 22nd, but you guys are already fully funded. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we funded pretty fast. I think it was 3 days. It was like just the beginning of the third day. You know, I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that Schrodinger's was pretty successful, and we delivered that to backers within a few months. So,
are you hoping to do the same with Knuckle Sandwich?
Yeah, we're hoping that it'll be even faster. So, I mean,
okay,
our actual delivery date on the Kickstarter we say is by January, but we're hoping it could be as early as November.
Oh, that'd be great.
The game's
something
completely
good
done.
For Christmas.
Yeah, the game's completely done.
That's awesome. Well, and a lot of people might recognize the art style that's involved with it. He's a pretty popular artist. Why don't you tell who your artist is?
Yeah, so one of the great things about the Kobold is our artist for Kobold Ate My Baby and all of the Kobold's products is John Kovalik, who most people know from Munchkin, but he's also the great comic strip Dork Tower.
Yes.
And, you know, did the art on Apples to Apples and like 75,000 other games. most people can't get John to do work for them because he does so much.
He's so busy.
He's so busy,
yeah.
And he draws like 4,000, you know, Munchkin cards a year or some ridiculous number. But we had met John in the 90s and we like traded work with him. He drew some stuff for us, and we wrote some games for his comic. And he just fell in love with drawing the kobolds. So the kobolds are kind of – they're not his regular style. He's developed a special little style for the kobolds, and he just likes to draw them. So.
Oh, well, I love it. It looks great. And the key message, people, that you could take from this is – networking. Network with other industry professionals, and then you can have awesome people like John do artwork for you.
You know, whenever anybody asks us, because Knife Level's kind of weird. We've been around for a really long time, which seems weird to us, because we make silly games. It's not it's like we shouldn't have survived close to 20 years. It doesn't make any sense.
But people love silly games,
yeah,
though.
Well, and we understand that. And, you know, so we've built a reputation for it. And people know that they're silly and fun. And they're actually fun, not just funny. Because funny games can be funny, but they're usually not fun.
Gotcha.
But you're right about networking. A big part of it is, you know, people in the games industry are always looking to work with other people. And if you're nice and trustworthy and you get your work done on time, they're more than likely to work with you again. So
that's good. That's awesome. Well, it's exciting. I mean, you guys still have a good portion of the month left to go, so you could probably hopefully hit some of those stretch goals and so forth. And then you say the game is completed. People can hope to see it by the earliest is November or the latest around January. And this is exciting. I'm happy for you guys. So congratulations.
Well, thanks, Barry.
And so I don't want to take too much of your time. I want to thank you for coming on the show. But why don't you tell people more where they can find out about Ninth Level Games and Knuckle Sandwich?
All right. So you can always find us at ninthlevel.com. That's 9-T-H-L-E-V-E-L. You can hit us up on Twitter at All Hail King Torg, or at Ninth Level, 9-T-H-L-E-V-E-L. You can find us, of course, on Facebook. And right now on Kickstarter, you just, you know, type Knuckle Sandwich, which is S-A-M-M-I-C-H. We're not just butchering the word sandwich.
That's right. It's purposely sandwich,
it's
people.
Sandwich, right? The word sandwich doesn't appear in the game.
That's awesome. If
anyone's gonna be at Origins in a few weeks. Ninth Level will be at Origins. We have a booth. We're running a ton of games, including our big giant Kobold Midnight Massacre, which is always super fun. And we have giant size Knuckle Sandwich for that. So it's like,
that's awesome.
You know,
that's exciting. So yeah, if people are there, they should definitely swing by the booth and check you out. And thanks, Chris, for coming on the show. Congratulations, and good luck with any future projects that you'll be having.
All right. Thanks, Barry. Thanks so much.
Yep. And thanks to Dan Patrice. He's Dan the Board Game Man. You can find him at thegeekallstars.com. He created our intro and outro, and we thank him for that. And we here at Sweet Kicks with Bricks always remind you to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.